This episode of the Mickey Mouse Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. It doesn't matter where you're going, it doesn't matter when you're going, it doesn't matter who's going, but what it does matter is saving the time, the effort, the stress, and money when you plan your vacations. This is why we want you to go visit the vacation planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Let them show you how a real professional vacation planner does his or her job. So visit them at mei-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or click on their banner at mickeymilespodcast.com.
Hi, this is Joe Pardo, and you're listening to Mickey Mouse Pod... Nah, damn. I forgot my... Hi, this is Joe Pardo from Pardo... I was about to say from Pardo's Truck Service Parts. Hi, this is Joe Pardo from Clarksboro, New Jersey, and you're listening to the Mickey Mouse Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 145 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today. And on the show today is with me is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, how was your weekend?
It's funny you should ask. I had a wonderful weekend. Yes. I frolicked. I played. I had a great time. But next weekend, I'm going to be running the bases in my underwear at Fenway Park.
I doubt it.
Or...
Because it's still February and it's still New England.
Some layers. So for Cure NS with NF with Jack Burke, and it's a wonderful cause I'm running in support of a cure for neurofibromatosis. So 200 of my closest friends were all running in our underwear.
And my guess is that you'll be wearing 200 layers.
You know me well, sir. So Mike, I have a shout out. As is the custom here on the Mickey Miles Podcast. And this shout-out is to our buddy, Mike Wardian. Guess what he did?
He found a place besides Beaches and Cream that offers No Way Jose. No?
No.
He found a place that offers grapefruit beer.
Are you going to let me finish?
Go ahead.
He didn't stop and ride a roller coaster during a marathon, as some people on this podcast did. But he did win the Coastal Challenge. So that's pretty cool. He was talking about that when he was on the show with us. That was, 100, 130, 190 miles. I don't know how many miles it was. 130 miles in Costa Rica.
I think it's 139. But the most amazing thing is that he said he was going to run that race in – hookers for the whole time, and we're talking a rainforest, so I think that's an amazing feat.
I
think he was bringing like three or four pair. Yeah.
But if you follow him on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, he looked like he was having a great time. So he just gets so much joy out of running, and he's wicked fast, so that's cool. Congratulations Michael.
And this show is a show that we've been trying to squeeze in for a while, and we can't wait any longer because it's a very important topic that we want to talk about, and that is that we are using this podcast as the launch for the Mickey Miles Podcast running team. And woo-hoo! The name of the team is called what, Michelle?
It's called the Mickey Milers. Yay!
Milers. And the information is just so vast that we had to call in two of our heavy hitters to help us take care of this topic. And first and foremost is the man who is known as our notes guy, Rich Gehring. Rich, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Mike and Michelle.
And from the Vanderpool Group, which is responsible for the magic behind the Mickey Miles Podcast website, Phil Vanderpool.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. And Michelle?
Before we start our podcast, I need to say that we are actually two Red Sox fans talking to two Yankee fans. So I don't know. There may be some crazy things going on, but I am excited to have you guys on. You know I love you. I love all types.
And that's our show, folks.
Even Yankees fans.
Okay, so let's see if we can bring everybody up to speed on the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend. We held a brunch, and at that brunch, we made an announcement that the Mickey Mouse Podcast will be starting a podcast, a running team, and we have begun doing so. And we made the announcement at the brunch, and we talked about all the different pieces and components that have gone into putting together this running team. We have invited Rich and Phil on to help Michelle and myself talk about all the different pieces and components, and hope that we cover enough so that those of you who are listening who would like to be on the team will have that information. Michelle, would you like to add to that?
Sure. I wanted to add that this was a sort of an evolution. We finished Team All Ears. We had a great experience 5 years as co-captains of Team All Ears, and that came to an end. And a lot of people over the past several months or even the past year since we started the podcast have said, are you going to start a Mickey Miles podcast running team? So we decided to do it, and we already have over 100 people. I think we're pushing 120, but we wanted to have a podcast that really kind of gave the nuts and bolts about what it was and how you sign up and things like that.
Right, and during the last 8 or 9 months at all the Run Disney events that we were at, and also during any non-Run Disney events like Reunion, we were approached and we were asked about it, but we really weren't sure until a few months ago, and then we decided to put it together. Michelle?
So this was not just Mike and I chatting and saying, hey, let's put together a running team. We actually pulled together. We wanted to do this very methodically and very thoughtfully, so we pulled together an advisory board of several of our closest friends and Mickey Miles podcast helpers, and we really wanted to kind of think about each aspect of this very, very carefully. So Rich and Phil are representative of a larger group of people, and we couldn't have done it without them. So we want to thank all of them, and let's start to talk about the team now.
And I'm going to throw it over to Rich, who I am going to ask. Rich, if you could tell everybody what it takes to become a Mickey Miler running person.
To join the Mickey Miler team, it's a fairly straightforward process, and Phil and Eve, who put the website together, did a really great job of streamlining things and making it accessible to anybody. Heck, I even figured it out. So the first step is to go through the mission statement, read the mission statement, and once you agree with that, you're going to sign up in a form, and the form is essentially your name and your email so that if we have announcements or anything like that, we can certainly contact you. The second thing that we have is a code of conduct, and it was something that we spent a lot of time and effort on to make sure that we developed the right feel and the right approach for the team. And in it, you'll find things like, as a team, we're going to root for everybody as we run through the race, and we're going to be respectful of other runners. And I think that's really key for us, and I think it really gives a good name to our running team and the podcast as well.
So we're not just going to say root for Mickey Milers and then just not root for any other runner going by. It's really important.
And I think it gives not only the team a good showing and a good response, but I think it's the sense of running that we have. So that's really important for us. The third thing we have is signing up to the Mickey Miler's Give Kid the World page. And Phil will be talking about that in a second. And then finally, it's placing the order for the tech shirt.
So once again, Rich, to sign up, we're going to go to www.mickeymilespodcast.com. And there's a link on that page. One of the sliders actually has a link for the Mickey Miles podcast running team, Mickey Milers, right?
Well, why don't we – go ahead, Rich. I'm sorry.
It's www.mickeymilespodcast.com/join-us is the website itself.
And I think this is probably Michelle, I had the order of the way we're going to discuss things, but I think this would be an appropriate time to turn it over to Phil to talk about, again, the step-by-step process on joining the team by going to the Mickey Mouse Podcast website, and also take us through those areas on the website that are related to the team. So, Phil, would you like to tell everybody?
Sure, yeah. And Rich pretty much summed it up. I want to let everybody know that the link, you don't necessarily have to remember it. There is a menu item as well as an item for you to actually see the team roster. So once you join, your name will actually go down in history with the rest of us right on the website. So if you go right to the main bar, you should see that. And it's laid out in tabs. So it's pretty much everything that you need to know is right there. We tried to keep the sign-up process as simple as possible. And if you ever need to refer to it, it's all laid out for you. One of the main important things that we did want to do with this team was we wanted to help a charity. And, as we all know, we discussed and decided to support Give Kids the World. And so part of signing up is not just going to the Mickey Miles podcast website and entering your name and email. There's a second step, and it's probably the most important step, and that's joining the Give Kids the World fundraising team under the Mickey Milers. And what this does is it allows all of us to fundraise and get credit as a team. So all the money that we raise as individuals will be pooled together, and at the end of the year we'll get a total, and we'll get to see all of the good that we've done. So in order to get to there, you would go to the Mickey Miles podcast site. You would click on the Mickey Milers link, and then you would click on the Give Kids the World tab. And right there, you'll actually find step-by-step instructions on what to do. It's a PDF link. You should be able to open it up in any browser or mobile phone. And basically, it tells you exactly where to go, how to find our fundraising team, how to join it, and if there's any questions on that, we've recently just launched the Mickey Milers Running Team Facebook group page. So that's a place that's up and running now. As soon as you join the Mickey Milers, you'll get a welcome email and with instructions on how to join that group. And if you ever get lost in anything, there's going to be somebody there who's going to help you. We're really just a post away.
So I wanted to pick up on two things that you said, Phil. The first one is joining Give Kids the World. It's pretty easy to find the Mickey Miles podcast team, right? That PDF will give people information about how to locate that and join under that umbrella.
It is. It's step by step. There's lots of pictures. Even Rich figured it out.
Yep.
He was the first one to join. Yeah. And I wanted to mention, too, Mike, that we decided that the fundraising requirement for this team is going to be very low. It's going to be $50. And do you want to talk a little bit about why we decided $50 was a good amount?
Well, $50 is an amount that we came up with because we think that, number one, it's easy for everyone to reach that commitment, and that was important. We wanted to also do whatever we could to encourage people to join this team. We noticed that there were a lot of people out there over the last several years who have never been able to join a team for one reason or another. And one of the things that I've noticed is that people sometimes shy away from joining established teams. So we are now establishing a team. We're at the beginning. So we're seeing a lot of friends and listeners who really want to join because, number one, we're just establishing the team, and number two, the commitment is relatively small. And if we have enough people on the team, then I'm sure we'll have a tremendous amount of fundraising going on. $50 is the minimum. That doesn't mean you have to stop at 50. It's up to you. Whatever you feel you can do, I'm sure every dollar will be put to good use. And I want to commend Phil and Eve on how they put this together on the website, because it's made it so easy. We don't have to worry about counting checks. We don't have to worry about doing this, doing that. Everybody can handle it by themselves. So Phil, thanks once again for just a tremendous job.
Our absolute pleasure.
So there's another piece of this. We're going to ask people to buy a Mickey Miles podcast tech shirt so that we can recognize people when they're running. And we thought long and hard about what this is going to look like. We have a brand new logo for Mickey Milers that was designed by our friend Michael Miller. We also talked a lot about what color the shirt should be. Now, purple's my favorite color, so I wanted purple, but there are a lot of other running teams that have purple. So we decided on bright yellow. So our running shirt is going to be bright yellow. It's going to have the purple Mickey Milers logo on it. And the shirt is, we're asking Joe Terracani from the Marathon Show to design the shirt. It's just about done. And that will be about $40. We're not sure exactly how much it's going to be, but around $40, you'll have the option to have your name on it, printed right on the shirt, with Mickey Myler's logo. So as soon as that becomes available, we'll let everybody know, and you can wear it to run Disney events or other events, other local events if you want to. So that's kind of neat. We'll have the same bright yellow shirt.
Yes, we wanted to make sure it would be purple and gold because we wanted Eddie McCoy to run in LSU colors. So that's why we decided on that. No, we wanted it to be distinct. We wanted it to be recognizable. We tried to recall what the other running teams' colors are, and this combination was not around, so we have gone with it. We are still putting it together. There are some logos that we need to put on it. There are some other things that we need to have straightened out before we have it in place. And as soon as we do, we will let everybody know.
They will see you coming when you have the shirt on.
Yes, they will. Now,
go
ahead, Rich.
I think the goal of the team is also to have the shirts for Everest as well, right?
Yes, hopefully we'll have the shirts for the Everest race. Not 100% sure.
We are trying. We have been besieged by people who would like to sponsor, put their sponsor logos on the shirt. So we want to make sure that we take care of everybody before we put the shirt into production. Now, early in the podcast, we talked about how we have just launched a Mickey Milers Facebook page. And I'm going to ask Rich to talk a little bit again about what this Facebook page is all about and what you might say, Rich, what our mission statement is for the Facebook page.
Sure. Well, the way that you would get access to the Facebook page, first of all, is that Phil and Eve also developed a process where once you sign up, you're going to receive an email, and it'll have a lot of this information on it. But one of the links in there will allow you to request access to the Mickey Milers running team Facebook page. And the great thing about that is that with many of us being on various running teams, we've learned about developing a community and a Facebook page group where we can share things. So the thing that I'm looking forward to the most is sharing with people things like, I had a great run this weekend, or I had a really poor run this weekend, and these are the issues that I had. And you're going to get not only get support from folks, but you'll also get suggestions or other contributions which may help you out in the long term. The other thing that I like about signing up for a Facebook group like this is that you develop associations. So if I'm going to run up in New Hampshire, for example, I know a bunch of folks on the team that may be local to that, and they would want to run with me at the same time. So it allows you to develop events all around the country rather than just the Run Disney events. The next thing that I am looking forward to is just the Run Disney events and the support that we're going to have around them. And I know that we're going to talk about perks later on, but we also will have all of our Mickey Miles podcast running team meetups highlighted in there. And we'll talk about other possibilities for the team get-togethers all around the country.
Nicely put.
Nice job, Rich. All right, so Rich talked about perks of being on the running team. And, of course, one of them, if you want to call it a perk, is access to the Mickey Miles Facebook page. Now, the reason why that would be a perk would be that any special announcements that we would have regarding this podcast or events that we will be holding will be announced on the Facebook page. Let me give you an example. During the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend, we held a brunch. We made an announcement about a month or two prior to that that we would be having it. We had only so many slots, and they went really fast. Those who are on the Mickey Milers running team will have access to the Mickey Miles Facebook page, and that would be where we would make any announcement first before doing this on the podcast. That would be the first place that we would announce such an event. And also, the members of the running team will be given first chance, or if you want to call it early access, to any special Mickey Miles podcast events that we may be holding, be it a lunch, be it a breakfast, be it a brunch, be it a dessert party, or any special event that Becky Menken and MAI and Michelle and I can dream up. So so those are some of the things, some of the perks that we are going to give those who have taken the opportunity to join us and help give kids the world and to build a community. Michelle, would you like to add to that?
In terms of the Facebook page, I think you guys said it all. I just wanted to talk about some other perks of being on the team. Now, one of the things with Team All Ears is that our big weekend was the January race weekend. But for Mickey Milers, we decided that we wanted to have representatives at as many of the Run Disney events as we could. So, because not everybody goes to that January race weekend. We will hopefully have people. Mike and I are going to lots and lots of the races. I know Rich and Phil go to lots of the races and other people on the running team. So hopefully we'll have representatives at pretty much every Run Disney event. So you'll be able to meet people just before the start of the race. You can recognize people when you start in the corral because you'll all be wearing yellow shirts. And so I think another perk is that we will be hopefully at every single race. As our team grows, the chance of that happening is going to increase too. And we want it to be really about the community. We want people to look to each other for support. Mike and I know we don't have all the answers about running. We have a wealth of knowledge of with other people on the team. So if you're just starting out, or if you're more experienced runner, you have something to add and then something you can learn from others too.
So that, go ahead, Rich.
And I think that's the reason why I joined Mickey Milers. Of course, I'm bought into supporting the team as a whole, but I think that the mentoring aspect and the ability to share and give advice to one another and support each other is really important to me. And that's why I'm proud to be a Mickey Miler now.
And it's starting already, too. It's amazing. The page launched a few days ago as we're recording this, and the community and the discussion has already taken off. And it's just so exciting to see.
That's great.
So if we could just get one more person from Connecticut, I would appreciate it, because I'm tired of being the only one on the podcast team. So I'd appreciate it.
There are a lot of people from New York, though.
A lot of Yankee fans, a lot of Mets fans. Well, I guess that's about it from my end. Michelle, Rich, Phil, is there anything any of you would like to add to what we have said tonight? Today.
Rich, is there anything you'd like to add?
Probably the thing that I'd like to add most is that I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of folks on the team and share not only in Disney races, but races around the country. I know that we're going to have a group out in Fargo, North Dakota soon. So anywhere that you happen to run, you know, take a look for a friend on the Mickey Milers team, and there may be somebody close by.
That's great. Phil?
Yeah, I think you said it best right there. I mean, it's a very exciting thing to be a part of, and I think we're doing a lot of good here, and I just can't wait to see what it grows into.
That's great. And I wanted to mention that one of the great things that Team All Ears did when we were Team All Ears was we started to get a reputation in the Run Disney community. People like Rudy Novotny and Carissa recognized us. Jeff Galloway recognized us. And we're hoping to do the same thing with Mickey Milers. We want to be a positive force in the Run Disney community. We want to be very inclusive. And we want to be a force to be reckoned with in the fundraising department. We know that Give Kids the World is a fantastic cause. And, you know, numbers will do it. So join the team. You can do a lot of good. You can learn about running, help each other run, and run for a very good cause. Wow, at Disney. Doesn't get any better than that.
Note, sorry.
Oh, good.
And on that same note, I just want to remind everybody that signing up is a two-step process. So while you're at the Mickey Miles podcast page, just click on the instructions and join the Give Kids the World team just right there when you sign up. There's no reason to wait. That way we'll be a huge fundraising force.
Can't wait. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm looking forward to having 20,000 members on this team so that 1 year we could raise $1 million for some charity. So why not? Have a goal. Okay, well, I want to thank Rich Gehring and Phil thank you guys for coming on to help.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
And thank you for all you do, you guys.
And thank you. Thank you for your help. We would not be able to do it without you and everybody else on the Mickey Miles podcast behind the scenes staff, you might say. So for Rich Gehring, Phil Vanderpool, Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road.
This episode of the Mickey Mouse Podcast has been brought to you by the Vacation Planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. They know how to cross those T's, dot those I's. They know all the secrets. They know all the shortcuts. They know how to take the worry out of any vacation planning. It doesn't matter where you're going, be it a Disney destination or any destination. They can do the job for you. So give them a shot. Give them a chance. Give them a call. Go to MEI-travel.com. MouseFanTravel.com, or click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at Facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.